David, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Hello, Amber. Nice to speak with you.
So, David, to start off, you might tell us a little bit about the research, what it looked at maybe, and who was surveyed as part of it.
Sure. So this is research we do twice a year. We reach out to over 1,000 people and they kindly give us their views. And it's, the idea is that it's representative. So it hits every demographic, male, female, and really is supposed to be representative of our population.
Brilliant. And in terms of consumers, how are they feeling at the moment about their finances based on this research, David?
Over the last number of surveys, there's a real trend that people are feeling more and more nervous. Now, that is understandable. We live in quite volatile times, lots of geopolitical shocks. The survey was done in the middle of the conflict between US and Iran. So you can understand why people are cautious. They would have seen energy prices rising at that stage. And, we still have some of the aftershocks of inflation over recent times. So people are feeling more and more cautious about their spending.
Yeah. And did this research break it down then maybe and look at specific demographics and look at maybe which area was most affected, David?
I think there's a number of themes coming out of it. One for sure is that kind of the middle-aged respondents, so those with really, as I interpret, maybe those with larger households with families where, that they don't really have choice around buying the daily necessities. They need to keep the fridge full, they need to keep a car or two on the road, depending where they're living, they need to insure things. And that cohort, and particularly the females in that cohort, are really feeling that things are getting a bit tighter.
Okay. Understandable, as you said, given the climate, I suppose, over the last couple of years or so. When it comes to consumers as well then, David, what were the findings maybe in terms of people that were looking maybe for the best price, or were they looking more for value for money, or what did you uncover there?
So this is a topic that retailers talk about the whole time. So what the survey said was that, a majority look for the best price, about 55%. But 89% look for a value for money. And maybe that's not surprising. Value for money goes beyond price. It's really a combination of price, quality, and convenience. And I think that takes a bit of reflection for individual retailers and also consumers in terms of at what point do they want absolutely the best price, or do they want to make sure that they get the right quality and then get the best price?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very good point. And I suppose tying in with that and maybe tying in as well with the feeling around their finances, David, did you notice from this bit of research that you did, like, are consumers maybe spending as much as they would have previously, or have they maybe tightened the purse strings a little bit?
So I think what we're seeing is that, people probably don't, when it comes to maybe grocery, that there's definite evidence of people trading down, maybe going from a branded product to one of the store brands, and maybe trying to use more of the loyalty schemes and getting deals on loyalty schemes. When it comes to maybe other purchases, larger purchases, people are definitely researching more, maybe being a bit more discerning. They might be putting off larger purchases and making sure that they get the best deal.
Okay, that's very interesting, but probably good to know as well in terms of the people who are doing their research, I suppose, and looking for the best value in a bid to, I suppose, make sure that they can afford the necessities as well, which is important.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, there's a really interesting trend where people are definitely researching their more material purchases online, but then they may or may not purchase it online. They may click and collect. They may go in store once they've selected what they want to buy. And for some items, they definitely do want to buy online. So things like electronics, people buy online a lot. But we're still, still maybe a bit hesitant when it comes to clothes or items we might have around the house that we want to touch and feel.
Yeah. And you mentioned the in-store experience there and maybe the online offering as well. How did that differ maybe in terms of, are people still really going into stores, or is it, what's the breakdown there maybe, or was there a noticeable trend? And if there was a noticeable trend, what ages maybe were you noticing were using the online platforms as opposed to going into a store physically to buy something?
Yeah, so there's continued growth in online, that's for sure. And it probably doesn't surprise that the younger cohorts are more comfortable and doing online shopping. But it's not like it's just the younger cohort. It goes right across every age group. But one of the things we're seeing is that strong desire for click and collect. So people still go into the store. Maybe they've done their research. They select what they want to buy. They make sure it's in store so they don't have a wasted journey. And that can really work for retailers as well, because ultimately that means they get the shopper into the store and, you know, they make sure that the shopper is happy with what they're getting. So that reduces returns. That's really, really good. But also they might decide that there's one or two other things they want to buy once they're in stores. That's really kind of a win-win trend.
It certainly is. And I suppose it reinforces again, doesn't it, David, for retailers of all sizes, the importance of having the online presence as well as their physical building as well, because that is what consumers are looking for now based on the research as well. And I suppose, you know, the option of maybe, as you said, having the browse online first and potentially buying it there if that's what they want, but also having the option to go into the store. So it's important that they have strong online presence as well as the physical building.
Look, there's still a big, big role for humans and people going in and being nicely greeted and ultimately working with the customer so the customer walks out happy, getting a fair deal on a product that they want to buy. So I think there's loads of scope for both to work well hand in hand. And increasingly, we'll see that as technology adopts, that'll become a much, much more seamless experience. So maybe you're using your phone or other device while you're in the store, and that's combined with the sales assistant.
Yeah.
So I think the physical store will be here for a while.
Okay, that's great to hear. I found this really, really interesting, this aspect of the survey, David, because we always hear so much about AI and how it's changing the way we work and the role it's going to play in the future as well. But this research suggested that consumers have different opinions about the future of Irish retail. Will you talk us through what the findings were?
Yeah, so the findings really were the consumers saying that, you know, they don't expect to use AI that much in their shopping as things stand at the moment. Now, I think a few things to be on my mind. One is that the AI landscape is changing really, really quickly, and our use of AI is changing very, very quickly. But the second factor is that, you know, the consumer may not be using AI, but the retailer may well be using AI in the background to make sure that the right products are put in front of the consumer when they are online, and that it makes them much more likely to make a purchase.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a very good point. I know you looked at corporate sustainability as well. What were consumers' reactions here, or how do they feel about corporate sustainability? Because we're hearing so much about sustainability, and businesses and fairness are making a huge strides forward, and it is an important aspect of businesses now as well, David.
So there's maybe three things coming from this for me. I think people really want more information. They're a bit distrusting of the claims that have been made, but they want clear information about the sustainability of products. I think the second point is maybe linked to cost of living. There's a reticence from most consumers to pay more for sustainability. They do want to know about the products, do want to know if products are sourced sustainably, but really feel that the consumer has limited ability to pay more for that. The third trend, which is related, is the increase in the use of resale platforms. So whether that's, you know, say platforms like Vinted and so on, where people are selling used clothes, or Done Deal, where you can get any myriad of items, that's a real trend. And from a sustainability point of view, that's obviously a really good story. So I think those three items are probably the main items on my mind.
Okay, very interesting. There's an awful lot in the survey and an awful lot of great takeaways, I think, for businesses as well, isn't there, to ensure that they can attract consumers, first of all, but retain customers then as well, if they follow, I suppose, the trends that they're noticing in this research, David.
Yeah, but the biggest message I take from all of this, Amber, is that, you know, the good retailers change the whole time and continue to evolve what they're doing. We're in a world that, you know, has a huge amount of change. It's just not possible to stand still. So the good retailers need to lean into technology, lean into AI, but also remember that, you know, customer service and a welcoming environment and a fair deal for consumers, you know, that ultimately will be a long-term sustainable strategy.
Absolutely, it certainly will. And just one more question, David, before we finish up. If anyone is listening, a retailer, for example, and they want to find out a little bit more about the research and dive maybe a little deeper into it, is it available on your website?
It is indeed, yeah. It's available on kpmg.ie, and also there's contact details if anyone wants to get in touch.
Fantastic. Well, David, it's been great having you on the show, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me this evening.
Thank you very much, Amber. It was an absolute pleasure.